surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
I appreciate how many of you responded to our question on our show last night. With the NFL announcing that it will air one wild card game in mid-January exclusively on Peacock Network, except, well, Peacock app. It is the Peacock Network, but it's an app or a streaming service connected to NBC. It will be the only way you can watch the game other than the local market broadcasts. And as we used last year's game as the example, in this same Saturday night window, it was Jacksonville and it was LA. The NFL will control which game it puts in that window, of course. It's trying to maximize its potential when it comes to viewership. Very often that Saturday night game is considered one of the least attractive, because Saturday night is not a night on which a lot of people stay in and watch TV. Now, there could be sports bars, there could be sports books, there could be other places of entertainment where the game is on, but people don't, compared to the other nights of the week, people don't hunker down in their chairs by the vast majority on Saturday nights to watch TV. Even I don't do that every week, though that sounds really nice some Saturdays. I gotta be honest. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It is our hump show, especially right now. That actually sounds really delightful. Although, I do have plans this upcoming Saturday night. So, you know, I won't be sitting in my chair doing this, watching TV. Anyway, we got bombarded by your responses, and they really did run the gamut. Whether it be those of you who say, of course, it's only $5 a month. I already have the Peacock app. It's worth it for Premier League soccer, as well as the Olympics and some of the other sporting events that they air. But I think the driving force is, how many of these streaming services do you already have? So that's a major question. If you don't have any other ones, well, then $5 a month is no big deal. What's the dealio, yo? But if it's your fourth or your fifth and you also pay for cable, some of you draw a hard line. So that's kind of the driving force behind the thought process, whether or not it's worth it. Now, will NBC Universal / Peacock end up putting more sporting events on the streaming service? Probably. NBC also has the rights to Notre Dame football. Oh, could you imagine? There might be a riot. It might be a riot if that happened among Notre Dame alum. There is always the radio. Many of you responded with, hey, I'll just listen on the radio. Or I feel as though my influence, my words, they're making a difference in this world. When a few people respond with, I'll just catch it on NFL Network a few hours later. Boom! That's what I'm talking about. Now, Dexter Henry, who was here doing the updates last night, asked me the smart question of whether or not it would be worth it to miss out on the conversation, if you will. Don't you want to watch it when everybody else is watching it? Well, first of all, on a Saturday night, I don't necessarily need to be watching it when everyone else is watching it, because I don't work Saturday nights. However, when it comes to the NFL playoffs, he's right. You miss out on some of the social media reaction, which can be entertaining as well, almost like a sideshow. It's a social sideshow, if you will. You can miss out on a lot of that if you aren't watching at the same time. But I can be listening. I could be following on NFL Network. No doubt they're flipping the plays pretty quickly. You can see them on Twitter as well. So I still don't think, unless I can do a 7-day trial, which Jay's pretty sure they're not going to allow us to watch NFL on a 7-day trial, or I can sign up for the service and then cancel it, pay for 1 month and cancel it. That's one thing I might consider. But the other option would be, well, friend texted me last night, hey, you can use my login.
Problem solved.
Jay's actually considering using his ex-girlfriends to whom he does no longer speak. Why would you? No, have some dignity, Jay. Don't use your ex-girlfriend's login when you barely speak anymore. That's no. Have some pride, please.
I'm just saying that I haven't used
some pride.
Since, but I believe it's still logged in on my accounts, on my devices. So if it's
you
still
should
logged
have
in,
lo-
is
no,
it my
no,
fault?
Yes. You shouldn't. That's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you. Please. Are you kidding me?
A little.
I would rather pay the $5 for you than have you be using your ex-girlfriend. Stop it. Seriously, where's your dignity?
It's not like I'm like calling her and saying, hey, what's up? Good to talk to you. I need the password again.
No,
remember that Peacock account? No, it's just like still there, you know? So,
no, why didn't you log out?
I just haven't used it since. We used it to watch that one show, Parks and Rec. And
okay,
that, finished it and then haven't used it since.
Why haven't you logged out? Get your phone right now and log out of the app.
I don't know.
Jay,
so
that's embarrassing for you. I'm embarrassed for you.
She still might use my Netflix or HBO. Who knows?
You should change the password. Why in the world would you allow your ex-girlfriend to use your accounts?
Oh, I actually don't have the app on my phone. It's on my laptop, I believe, on my TV.
I mean, seriously, this is humiliating. Have a little pride. Have a little pride and no.
If I log in, we're not going to log out and
then
like, I'm already in. It's in.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed for you. No. And you're admitting it on national radio that even though it did not end well.
No, not true. It's not great, but it wasn't like messy.
Exactly.
It's not dirty. It's clean.
I didn't say that. I said even though it didn't end well, I mean, it obviously didn't end well or you would still be together.
Does anything end well?
I don't even speak to ex-boyfriends, so don't. you're asking the wrong person. I don't have any desire to be in touch with ex-boyfriends. But at the same time, I also wouldn't use their logins and their apps. No.
Really? What if you had it?
I'd rather pay for it myself than take one more thing from any of my ex-boyfriends. Hell to the no.
Oh, I gave her plenty.
The relationship has been over for how long?
A little over a year.
Jay, I almost can't look at you right now. I'm going to take that phone. Next time you bring in your laptop for some type of digital editing, I'm logging out of it.
Well, it might be logged out. I'm not sure. I'm just saying
there's
an 80% chance it's still logged in.
I can't even take you seriously right now. Can we do something else with our lives? Coming up in 30 minutes, ask Amy anything. You don't have to ask me about ex-boyfriends because they don't exist, actually. They're distant memories. I can't even remember their names, nor would I take their logins and their passwords. Jay.
I didn't take it.
No.
It's one of those. I'm grandfathered in. It's one of those kind of things.
Ew. What if, okay, if I have, when I go through a breakup, I do not keep the gifts that my exes gave me.
What do you do with them?
I donate them. I give them to someone else. I re-gift them. I torch them. Well, torch them. I chuck them. No.
I'm just saying, if it's logged in I go to check,
no!
I'm not going to log out once I'm in and then buy it.
No,
I'm in.
I'm embarrassed for you. Don't be taking handouts from an ex-girlfriend. That's just wrong.
It's a one-night thing. It would be a one-night thing. It would be just, that's the football game. I watched it, and then maybe I'll log out after that.
Oh.
Then maybe. Well, that's enough.
You are full of it. We're not talking about this ever again until you show some dignity and pride in yourself.
I don't know. I think that's a good move.
No. Actually, if you decide to use the password for something else, I don't know. Can you get her into some kind of trouble? Can you order a bunch of services with the password? Can you like add Premier services?
We're getting devious.
Okay. Ask Amy anything. You don't have to ask me about that. It's coming up in 30 minutes. Send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or to our Facebook page. I mean, clearly Jay and I are not on the same page when it comes to this. Let's talk about football because he's embarrassing himself.
Murray back to throw. And it is. Is it tossed? Oh, my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center. Steps back. Throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it. Touchdown, L.A.
Burrow back to throw. Looking. Firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's got it.
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught, touchdown, Kansas City.
And off to Eckler again, no, Herbert keeps it, end zone, touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap, Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five, into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Hey, did someone say Joe Burrow? Theoretically, he would be the next quarterback in line for a big contract extension now that both Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson have been paid. But you know what? He doesn't really want to talk about that. He was meeting with the media on Tuesday. Good to hear from Joe. Good to see Joe. And he's busy already getting prepared for 2023.
Hey. You start throwing as you get to closer to this time of year. So we've been throwing for a couple weeks, and you're finding where you can improve, and you know, find little things every year that you think can help you win.
All right, all right, all right. We waited long enough. What about the contract extension? Because we need to know.
I'm involved. That's, you know, it's in the works. That's not really something that I like to play out in the media. That's something.
Damn media.
Just the way I think they want to do business, I want to do business. We prefer to keep that between us.
Love that answer. That's how we want to do business in Cincinnati. That's how I want to do business as well. Good. Also, sometimes agents don't tell their athletes or their clients until it's nearly a done deal, until they actually have a proposal to share with them. So he does say he's involved, as opposed to being on the outside and not really knowing what's happening. And he's a lot like a Patrick Mahomes in this respect. He wants a contract extension, of course, because who doesn't? But you also know that you need pieces around you, which can cost money.
Whenever you have guys on the team that need to be paid, that's always on your mind. You want that to be a focal point, and so we're working to make that happen. Yeah, you got to have good players. You know, you can't. You see, I mean, it doesn't matter how good your quarterback is. If you don't have good players around him, you're not going to be a very good team.
It means he wants to win. He knows what he has to do to win, and he wants to win. He's a winning guy. He's not a quarterback that's always interested in money and all that other stuff. He just wants to win, and that's the good thing about Joe.
Ja'Marr Chase, both college and pro teammate. He and T. Higgins, both there for the indoor practice. They call it a bubble, by the way, but I think bubble has such a different connotation these days.
A little bit.
So, yeah, they were starting phase two of team workouts, and it was good to see them and also to hear them. Now, Ja'Marr Chase actually points to, hey, the fact that he doesn't want every last dollar for himself, it says something about who he is, not just as a quarterback, but also as a leader. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Something I never knew about Joe Burrow. Apparently, he's a big fan of USC, and Chase backs him up. I guess he practices in the locker room.
From football and basketball and all, I guess I haven't been to a basketball game in a while, but, you know, you're right up close to the action, and it's life or death in there, so it's, you know, it's a different vibe for sure. It's a lot of fun to go to.
Like UFC punches, fly kicks, and punches. You don't watch UFC?
I do, but does he do this?
Yeah, he does this. This is normal. He does it to everybody.
Like he's just walking around.
You don't see this in the locker room? He fly knee kicks on me sometimes. Like he do it all the time.
This I would love to see. Maybe the subject of Hard Knocks. Joe Burrow practicing his UFC moves, his fly kicks on Ja'Marr Chase.
I guess I put the wrong one on.
Remember when he showed up to a press conference last year with the wrong jersey and didn't even realize it? Now people thought it was a stunt, but I actually love that his reaction was so genuine. All right, sticking in the AFC for a hot second, Tennessee has got another rookie quarterback. So last year it was Malik Willis. Now it's Will Levis. Treylon Burks. So what about the new guy?
Actually, I've never met him. until when they got here Monday, well, yesterday. But he seems like a great kid. You know, he can throw the ball. You know, you can tell that he's in tune with what the coaches are trying to teach him. And, you know, he can just keep getting better and better.
Wide receiver Treylon Burks get to know the third-string quarterback, at least for now, Will Levis. And Malik Willis is still listed as the number two guy on the Titans depth chart. Speaking of competitions, I don't actually know that Tennessee is a competition. I feel like Ryan Tannehill pretty much has got that one sewn up unless Will Levis goes in there like a house on fire. There is a competition in the NFC South with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Todd Bowles, yes, he's still the head coach. Now, remember, we had just heard from the OC in Tampa that it is actually going to be a legit competition between Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask, and Todd Bowles confirms that on the Rich Eisen Show Tuesday.
Yes, it is a competition. I mean, we don't have a starter right now. We know Baker's played in games and Trask has not, but we've watched Trask over the years and we like some of the things he does, and we're going to give him a chance to play and compete and see who comes out. And, you know, we told Baker this coming in. It's not anything new that he doesn't know. He's up for the challenge. I think those two work and help make each other better. So we'll make that decision when the time is right.
But Todd Bowles actually says we don't have a starting quarterback right now. We don't have one. Although, to be fair, Baker is listed, at least if you check out depth charts online, Baker is listed as QB1. So seriously, is it actually possible that Kyle Trask could start the season opener for Tampa?
Hey. He beats him out. He's the starter.
Todd Bowles, so matter of fact, if you're wondering, the Rays, oh my gosh, I knew I was going to do that. Not the Tampa Bay Rays, they're already in season. The Bucks kick off the season at the Vikings. So on the road in Minnesota, US Bank Stadium, and that's Sunday, September 10th. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Just throwing the dates out there gives me a little bit of a thrill. Well, I mentioned Minnesota. I think the NFC North, where the Vikings reside, is a wide open division. Green Bay did not win that title last year, and you had the Vikings spit the bit in the playoffs. We know the Lions came on strong. The Bears, there's a lot of optimism around them because of what they did in the draft. Packers, they've got Adam Stenovich as their offensive coordinator, and he's full speed ahead with Jordan Love.
Playbook standpoint, I think pretty much all of it's on the table. You know, he's been around for 3 years, like you said, and, you know, really attacked it. Even last year, you know, you could see him coming to his own, felt a lot more comfortable.
I thought this was an interesting revelation from Stenovich. Considering what Brock Purdy did last year with the Niners, now he was the third string quarterback. He took over after the first two got hurt, and what happened? The offense really flourished around him because he didn't try to do too much. He relied on his playmakers, and Stenovich says with Jordan Love, they're going to have a similar approach to what the Niners did with Brock Purdy.
Brock came in and had a lot of success last year. Anytime you have a young quarterback come in, you're looking at, okay, what are the schemes? What are the different route concepts? What are the different things that you can do to kind of simplify things, make reads a little easier, whatever it may be.
And while Jordan Love isn't a first-year guy, and he certainly has spent time in the system, as Adam points out, this will be his first time getting all the reps. This is when he has to get accustomed to the speed. He has to get accustomed to being the man in the arena. So it's going to be fascinating. Certainly, the fact that he's not a rookie should help. He's been through a lot of practices. He knows the personnel. He knows his receivers and the guys on the line. That gives him an edge. And yet Stenovich is there talking about a guy who was a young quarterback, a rookie last season, and in terms of comparison. But at least they will say this publicly. They'll say this outwardly to a man in Green Bay. They all believe Jordan Love is ready.
I think his handle, just his ability to translate the meetings to the field and his ability to kind of just see the game, you know, from a quarterback perspective where he's not processing too fast. He's processing within the time of the play.
There's so
I don't think so.
There's so many intriguing storylines already, and it's mid-spring, but that's the NFL. Are there any more big events on the NFL calendar before we actually get to mandatory OTAs, which of course will require every single player, every single coach, every single GM to be available yet again? Do we have more owners meetings?
Probably.
We probably do. I'll bet those are coming up sometime in the next 3 weeks.
You know there's going to be some sort of golf event scheduled where Mahomes and Allen team up against Rodgers and whatever.
Actually, I think there is another one coming up, isn't there? A charity golf.
Is there?
There might be. It would be the match four or the match
five. Oh, they're still doing
five.
The match?
I don't know. You're the one that mentioned golf tournament. But that's charity, though. I'm saying actual NFL events that are scheduled. I'm going to go with mandatory OTAs as well as another round of league meetings. That's where I'm going with it. I think that's how the NFL will stay relevant. Because how about this? We don't have the rules changes approved for 2023 yet, which means the competition committee still has to get together. The owners have to vote. The sale of the Commanders is pending. I'm telling you, there's a lot more to happen.
May 22nd through 24th, there's a scheduled spring league meeting.
See what I mean?
So.
See, they can't take a break. They refuse. How much do you hate to be those coaches and you think, I got work to do, and you make me show up at these things over and over again? All right, you are 10 minutes away from being cut off. Like you're in a baseball game and there's a pitch clock and that time is coming. It's coming quickly. Send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or to our Facebook page. Ask Amy Anything is now on the horizon. Straight ahead, there's going to be a major void in our football coverage next fall. We lament to tell you, through no fault of our own, things will drastically change. I'll explain coming up.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Nobody wants to be the bad guy in a situation, and honestly, there isn't, at this point, a bad guy in the situation. As long as everything gets resolved the right way, they want to move on, and now I want to play, and so that would obviously be me moving on as well.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Did someone say moving on? Well, that's appropriate. Considering the fact that we will have to move on to greener pastures, at least we hope they're greener. Sometimes the grass isn't greener on the other side, but we don't have a choice. Coming up this fall, we will no longer have weekly radio appearances from Aaron Rodgers to share with you.
How could you possibly say that?
Because the Pat McAfee show, which catapulted to superstardom in large part because of Aaron's weekly appearances, not to mention his scintillating dialogue, he uses the Pat McAfee show as the way to get his side of the story out there. He knows it's a safe space. And so when he wanted to announce his decision, when he wanted to talk about the darkness retreat, when he wanted to defend himself over his immunization as opposed to his vaccination.
Yeah, I've been immunized.
This is his platform because he knows he's not going to get pushed back there. I mean, it's a former teammate of his that's along with McAfee, and they get it. And they made a lot of money. And Aaron deserves some of the credit, though probably isn't taking money to do it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Aaron may or may not be part of the Pat McAfee show when it makes its big move to network TV. My former network. We will not, I underscore not, be using the audio coming up next fall from the Pat McAfee show.
It's just not going to happen, man.
It's definitely not going to happen, man. For a bunch of reasons, but primarily because it's on a competing network, and we generally, I would say 98% of the time, do not share audio with this with my previous network. So, too bad, so sad. I guess now we'll only get Aaron Rodgers in the Jets pregame and postgame and weekly, multi-weekly press conferences.
And that's,
I suppose,
fine. It really is.
It's totally fine. We're going to have to settle for only Aaron Rodgers, say, two or three times a week, and not on his Tuesday appearances. If it's still Tuesday, I have no idea. Things could change on the Pat McAfee show. So it's fun while it lasted. I actually feel a great relief. Now I don't have to listen to it.
Stop talking about it.
How many other podcasts? Actually, we're replacing Aaron on McAfee with New Heights. Travis and Jason Kelsey. They're actually, I think, the new hip sports podcast on the planet.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Well, his name's Aaron Rodgers, but he's going to competing network.
Mayor Jabroni.
That's right. He's a jabroni. That's what he is. And actually, it's not his fault. I have wondered this, Jay, whether or not Aaron may balk at McAfee's new home, because we know what he said to, say, Adam Schefter, right? Didn't he send Adam Schefter a DM about losing my number?
I don't have your number. You're not going to have my number.
Right, but then later, when it was Schefter who was reaching out to him, didn't he tell Schefter to lose his number? I'm pretty sure that happened. He was so ticked off that he told NFL insider Adam Schefter to lose my number, because Schefter put those posts up on Twitter. He said, well, I'm just going to double down and share the text on Twitter.
So he might be a little hesitant to go on and
reveal
anything here.
I'm not sure whether or not he will go with McAfee to his new home. But I do know that we will be devoid of Tuesdays with Aaron Rodgers moving forward. That we're not. It's a little bit like producer Jay using his ex-girlfriend's password. Nope. I left there for a reason. On principle, I will not be using the audio from my former network, from my ex-network, if you will, on principle. Also because we do have access to Aaron Rodgers in many other ways, and because the Jets will be on national TV 10 times in the upcoming season.
I didn't say I'm going to my darkest retreat just to figure out if I'm going to play next year or retire, right? So then that narrative got out there. So how many f***ing narratives can come from one, like, show?
Well, I don't know, because we're not going to be using that as material for ours anymore.
You are so mad.
Are we going to be left out? Do you feel as though we're going to be left out, Jay? Are you going to feel left out because we don't have it every Tuesday?
A little. I do look forward to Aaron and his, because, you know, well,
he gets salty.
He was so snarky. I feel like he's in a better place now, and he might not be as good of a soundbite anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's Aaron, so we'll get him from his press conferences, and I'm sure the New York media will bust his chops a ton. So
I think that he will have them eating out of his hand before long, actually, especially if the Jets are winning. So, yeah, we're going to have to settle for access to Rodgers two or three times a week. Wah, wah, wah. It's fine. It's totally fine.
And that's fine. It really is. It's totally fine.
All right. Last couple minutes to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Twitter, Facebook.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing. Help save lives. And so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
Blah, blah, blah.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Before you even ask me, the peonies are opening this week. I can't stop taking pictures of my pink peonies. The very first one started to open on Tuesday. So I had taken photos in the morning. They were still really... really big buds, not actual blooms. And then by the time I came out in the afternoon, a few of them had started to open. And we have no rain in the forecast until Saturday. Remember last year they were destroyed by a rainstorm, like a hail and rainstorm right after they opened. So I'm praying for some good weather for a few, well, it'd be 2 weeks tops, and then they're gone. But they're beautiful. Maybe I'll post some photos as they start to open. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The peonies also represent my anniversary of buying the house. It'll be 3 years next week. 3 years next week. Producer Jay, what else you got for me?
Well, I wanted to start somewhere else, but you just led me into a different direction. So I think we'll start there. Karen wants to know, what are some of your favorite things about your house or home?
Oh, definitely the flowers. There's a different flower that blooms in the beds or in the garden, in the backyard. From February to November, there's a different flower that blooms every month, and sometimes more than one. The crocuses start in February, then it's the daffodils, then it's the tulips. The lavender is blooming right now. The peonies are about to open. The rose trellis, it's getting covered by a rose bush. The hydrangeas are starting to fill out. The lily beds are full. It goes on and on until the daisy bush that blooms in October and November. So that's one of my favorite things. But I also love the fact that the house is older. It was built in 1951, and it's had some upgrades. The kitchen is relatively new, but I do like the fact that it's got some character to it. It doesn't look like a cookie cutter. Also, it's on a postage stamp lawn, which is about the most I can take care of. I love that it's up on top of a hill, so it's away from the highway on top of a hill, and Penny and I have a flat space where she can walk. And then also, love the fact that it's in a really quiet part of my neighborhood. So at night, and actually first thing in the morning, there's hardly anybody out. It's great. I really love, love, love my neighborhood. I'm so grateful for it. And to be able to own this house, which is as much as I can possibly handle on my own, I couldn't do anything else. It's a good challenge for me. It keeps me busy, but also it's just such a source of pride for me.
I will add that I saw a photo of the peonies, and they are coming in lovely.
They are. They're starting to open up.
All right. So a lot of talk about Peacock and why people use it. People have cited the Olympics as a main reason. Mm-hmm. Alan asks, what Olympic event would you have the best chance at winning a gold medal in, winter or summer?
Wow, that's a good question. What Olympic event would I have the best chance of winning a gold medal in? Huh. Well, definitely not downhill skiing, because I look like I get a little uncoordinated when it comes to skiing. I've done some skiing, but I'm going to go with basketball. Because it's a team sport. I prefer a team sport. I would think that curling would be another one if I actually started practicing, because I'm pretty good at that type of, throwing a ball and hitting a target or rolling a ball up to a target. It's a little bit like the ice version of bocce ball, right? So, yeah, I kind of think if I could do curling, but I'm into the team sport. So basketball, because that's the game I played in college, I would go there.
Now, Luna asked, did Bob and his family enjoy the cookies that you sent them for Mother's Day?
According to Bob, now I suppose he could be lying, but I don't think so. His mom sent me a text saying how much she loved the cookies and that I could bake for them anytime. I didn't know that he had given his mom my number, so now mom and I have texted a few times, which is nice. He said that on Mother's Day, when there was a full house, the cookies and the chewy bars rapidly disappeared, and that a bunch of people went home taking the last of what was remaining. He actually loves the island cookies. So the oatmeal butterscotch were the ones that he said were his favorites, but now that he's had the island cookies, he's all about them. So his birthday is in a couple weeks, so I'll have to decide what to make for him. I'm going to take a coconut cream pie for when we get together because it's, get this, weird thing we share. It's our favorite pie, coconut cream, mine and his. Wow. But I also need to make him something for his birthday. So,
have you made him the chocolate fudge brownie cookies?
The double chocolate fudge brownie cookies? Yes. I have not. Should I make those? Those were for your birthday, though.
Those might be my favorite cookie I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Okay.
So.
All right. I'll try that. Good morning, Bob. I will try making him double chocolate fudge brownie cookies and see if those compare to the oatmeal butterscotch or the island cookies that he's now a huge fan of.
I think they would be right there.
Okay. All right. I'll try it.
Sean asks, when you were growing up, did you ever have a job that you just like didn't like and you think that that experience led you to this job or some, where you are now?
Oh, no. I've known that I wanted to do sports radio since I was 16, but I obviously couldn't work in sports radio when I was 16. So I had various cleaning jobs when I was younger. My first job at 12 years old was to clean a beauty salon on Saturday afternoons. Once the man had closed it, he was a member of our church. My mom would drive me there, drop me off. I had to lock myself inside. I would clean for 2 hours and she would come back to get me. But when I was in college, I was home for one summer, I guess it was. I had a cleaning job at a lady's house. Oh no, hated it. I had to do her ironing. Her dusting, and her vacuuming. Three things. Well, I don't mind vacuuming, but I don't iron or dust at my house, and I had to do it at her house. It was the worst. The ironing specifically. Every Saturday, I had to go to her house and iron and dust, and I dreaded it every single week. I hated it.
Especially someone else's dust. And
yeah. Well, it was relatively clean every week because I was dusting every week, but yeah, the ironing, that was the worst.
This one comes from Tim. He says, I'm taking my son to his first baseball game this year, I guess relatively soon. And he says, I'm also going on a hot air balloon ride.
Whoa.
So he asks, is there anything on your summer bucket list that you want to get done this summer?
My summer bucket list. Well, I still do have hopes of potentially climbing Mount Washington, meaning hiking it. I've driven it a bazillion times as a New Hampshire native. So yeah, there's still some hope. There's a friend who's really interested, plus my college roommate who lives in Maine. We're trying to come up with a weekend when we might be able to hike Mount Washington. But here's an incredible item on my bucket list that will get checked off in early August. I am going to see John Williams, my favorite composer, lead the Boston Pops. I think it's the Boston Pops. At their summer home, Tanglewood, and they're doing a tribute concert to him and his music, but he will be there conducting. How about that? John Williams. I'm going with some friends, or I'm meeting some friends there who are sitting on the lawn. I actually bought a solo ticket to be underneath inside the venue. It's one of those outdoor venues where they do have covered seating. I bought a ticket to get as close as possible. And then I'll join my friends at some point. But I cannot wait to see John Williams actually conduct a symphony orchestra himself with his own music.
I mean, you got to think, how many realistically more opportunities are there going to be to see that?
Exactly.
Not many.
Exactly. I cannot wait. This is early August. I cannot wait. Tanglewood, Massachusetts.
This one ties in kind of nicely. Mike wants to know, what's your favorite historical record-breaking moment in sports history?
In sports history. Oh, gosh. Record-breaking moment in sports history. I feel like I've seen so many, and we've watched so many of these moments. I'm not allowed to say Barry Bonds, right?
That's allowed. Record-breaking moment.
I'm really not allowed to say Barry Bonds. Maybe Steph Curry setting the all-time three-pointer record, just because I feel like he's brought some new life and infused some new life into basketball, and the Warriors remind me why I fell in love with basketball in the first place. So yeah, I'll say Steph Curry capturing the all-time three-point shooting mark, meaning most three-pointers made. That was a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, I'll say that one.
All right, here's another one from another guy named Mike. He asks, if you had to keep doing radio but couldn't talk about sports anymore, what's something else you would like to discuss?
Animals, of course. Food, cooking, of course. In general, just the basic challenges that we face as humans, right? So how many times have I told you stories about traffic or about lawn care or about, you know, different travel issues. Travel would be another great one. So I would love to do that. I could talk animals, I could talk food and cooking, and I could talk travel, and I'd be like a pig in slop. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
This one's from Therese. She asked, while eating at a restaurant, you're served the wrong meal. Now, the one you're served is equally as good as the one you would have ordered, but it's not what you ordered. Do you send it back, or do you eat the one that you're given?
Do they cost the same?
Let's say the one you're given is more.
I probably eat some of it because it's good, but then when the waiter or waitress comes by, I indicate that it's not actually my meal and I need my other one. So I'll eat some of it. I'll sample it since it's sitting there. They're obviously going to throw it away, right? They're not going to give it to someone else or put it on a different plate. So I might as well eat some of it, but then I want my own meal.
The last one before rapid fire. David asks, what's your favorite donut variety?
Oh my gosh, I love donuts. I really do like the Krispy Kreme, the actual Krispy Kreme, the glazed with the warm, it's supposed to be warm cream in the middle. So I love that. Big fan of chocolate glazed donuts as well. And I also really like pumpkin donuts. I can't help it. Pumpkin apple cider donuts, the fall versions. Those are delicious too.
Very good. All right, rapid fire. Waffles or pancakes?
Pancakes with pure New Hampshire maple syrup.
Pizza or pasta?
Oh, gosh. I eat more pasta. I love pasta. But, I mean, who doesn't love pizza? But
Chip or Dale?
What?
The chipmunk.
Oh, okay. Chip.
Bunk bed or waterbed?
Bunk bed.
Painting or drawing?
Painting.
Captain America or The Flash?
Neither.
Neither?
I'm not a fan. Neither.
You gotta pick one.
The Flash.
Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
Oh, God, it's unfair. Han Solo, but I do love Indiana Jones. I can't wait for the new one.
Markers or crayons?
Markers.
That's, close
well, that's fun. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.